الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected brothers, elders and friends, inshallah in tonight's session we will try to discuss another very important sign of the Day of Judgment, and that is the descension of a very great, noble prophet and messenger of Allah, whose name appears in the Holy Quran several times. And he is Nabi Isa bin Maryam alayhimus salam, often referred to as Al-Masih Al-Maw'ud, the promised Messiah. There are numerous ahadith reported by a number of chains in which the paragon of Allah's creation sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have said, soon a time will come in which Nabi Isa bin Maryam alayhimus salam will descend حَكَمًا عَدْلًا إِمَامًا مُقْسِطًا, as a just ruler, a fair, upright leader who will establish justice and equality. These ahadith have been reported by so many chains that they qualify to be classified as mutawatir. Very briefly, mutawatir is a term used by the scholars of hadith to refer to such a narration that is reported by such a large group of narrators that it is impossible for one to ever fathom that these narrators conspired in fabricating this narration. Likewise, there are certain verses in the Holy Quran that indicate to the descension of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. For an example, the verse that passed in the Taraweeh Salah, in the 25th juz of the Holy Quran, Allah Rabbul Izzah states, وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا. Undoubtedly, Nabi Isa alayhi salam is a sign of the day of recompense. So do not be in doubt regarding the coming of the hour. Many exegetes of the Quran, starting from the illustrious companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam until this day and age, a number of commentators are of the view that this verse is a reference to the coming of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Therefore, the doctrine of Nuzul, the descension of the promised Messiah, or the second arrival of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, features as a core belief, a fundamental principle of Islam, without which a person's iman cannot be complete. There is a narration that comes in Sahih al-Bukhari, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, Al-Anbiya ikhwatum min allat, that all the prophets of Allah, they are like consanguine brothers. They share the same father, but they have different mothers. He then elucidates this point by saying, دِينُهُمْ wahid. They all share the same fundamental beliefs. The only difference is certain prescribed laws in the various religions. However, as far as the core beliefs and fundamental principles of Islam are concerned, all prophets of Allah came to propagate the same message regarding the oneness of Allah, existence of Allah, His grandeur, His majesty, reality of the year after, Jannah, Jahannam, etc. And in that narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, أَنَا أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ. I am the closest to Nabi Isa bin Maryam alayhimus salam. لَا نَبِيَّ بَيْنَهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنِ نَبِي. Since he is the penultimate prophet of Allah, or the second last messenger of Allah, and there was no prophet that came between him and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, therefore, these two great anbiya, or these two great prophets, enjoy a very close relationship in this world and in Jannah, as clearly mentioned in this hadith, fi dunya wa fil akhirah. Like we know that the period between the ascension of Nabi Isa alayhi salam and the arrival of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is known as a period of fatratul wahi, in which divine revelation was held back. It was a period of violence, oppression, mayhem, anarchy. The entire world was enveloped by darkness until the light of dawn shone in the world that brightened the entire dark world with the divine celestial light of guidance and Islam. And that is the arrival of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some commentators of this hadith explain that the close relationship between these two great messengers of Allah, this is because Nabi Isa alayhi salam was the second last prophet of Allah, and he had come to convey a very important message to humanity and give them glad tidings of the arrival of the last messenger, Nabiyuna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, indeed, all prophets of Allah informed the people of the arrival of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and commanded the people that if they live until that time, they should accept his prophethood and believe in him and follow his religion. But since Nabi Isa alayhi salam was the penultimate prophet of Allah and no Nabi came after him until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made himself manifest, therefore, his message concerning the arrival of the last prophet features as a very fundamental and a principal message that he brought to humanity. And this is recorded in the Holy Quran. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِي يَأْتِي مِن بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدِ. Likewise, it is recorded in several verses of the Christian Bible, which they have then misinterpreted. If one has to go back to the Mubarak Ahadith and the prophetic traditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam concerning Nabi Isa alayhi salam, his beautiful qualities, his amazing features, and the different events that will occur post his descension, one will be really amazed and taken aback to see the extent of the detail that Nabi alayhi salam has gone into when describing the features and the qualities of Nabi Isa alayhi salam and explaining the different events that will take place after his descension, which we'll try to summarize in a few points. Firstly, he will be very, very handsome, extremely beautiful. His face will radiate and shine with light. He will be fair in complexion with a slight tinge of redness and brownness. He will be slightly above the average height. He will have curly hair and he will have long hair that will touch his shoulders. He will have a broad chest. And when he will descend and he will lower his head, Nabi alayhi salam says it will look and seem as if pearls are falling off his head. When he will raise his head, then water will fall off his head. His face will be very bright, very fresh. Some commentators of hadith explain that prior to him ascending the heavens, when his enemy were planning against him and they wanted to capture him and then crucify him, so at that time he then went and he performed wudu. He was about to commence with his salah to engage in dua and beg and beseech Allah for his divine protection. And the order of Allah had come for him to be raised and to be lifted to the heaven. So he ascended the skies in a condition that his beard was dripping with water because he just performed his wudu. Exactly like he had ascended, he will descend. Therefore, he will come in a condition, his face will be very bright, very fresh. He will descend, taking support on the wings of two angels. Where he will descend? On a white minaret in the holy land of Damascus. Although there are some scholars who are of the view he will descend in Jerusalem, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, the preferred opinion is that he will descend in Damascus on a white minaret. After he will descend, he will then travel to the holy land of Jerusalem. And he will come to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. As he will enter this holy masjid, at that time, Imam Mahdi radiallahu an will be standing on the musalla of the Imam. About to commence the Fajr Salah, he will turn around and he will notice that Nabi Isa alayhi salam had just entered the masjid. فَرَجَعَ الْقَهْقَرَى. He will take a few steps back. He will then indicate to Nabi Isa alayhi salam to come forward and take the musalla of the Imam and lead the congregation in Salah. But he will refuse to come onto the musalla of the Imam. Rather, he will comment that هذه تكريمة الله لهذه الأمة أو كما قال, this is the honor Allah has granted the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He will insist that he will perform salat as a follower, as a muqtadi behind Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu. He will come with great strength, vigor, power. To such an extent, Nabi alayhi salam says, no disbeliever will come in contact with his powerful breath, except that he will die immediately. He will then go in search for Dajjal. Eventually he will find Dajjal at the entrance of a town called Lud, which is situated in occupied Palestine. As he will advance towards Dajjal, Dajjal will start to disappear and melt away. Eventually he will take a spear. He will finally attack Dajjal, causing him to die. He will remain for a period of 40 years. He will remain for a period of 40 years and he will be responsible for breaking every cross, killing every swine, and he will be responsible for abolishing the concept of jizya, Very briefly, jizya refers to a tax paid by the non-Muslim subjects of an Islamic state to the Muslim government. So Nabi Isa alayhi salam will come and he will put an end to this practice. And the abolishment of the jizya is a reflection of a very high degree of peace, calmness, tranquility that will prevail within the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this peace will not be restricted to only the human world. Rather, it will extend to the animal world. Nabi alayhi salam states that even the wild and tamed animals, they will graze on one piece of land. This is the degree of peace and calmness that will prevail within the world after the descension of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. He will then travel to Makkah al-Mukarramah with the intention of performing Hajj or Umrah. And this again is a reflection of his strong adherence to the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And after performing Hajj or Umrah, he will then travel to the holy land of Madinah Munawwarah. And this is an authentic narration reported in the Mustadrak of Imam al-Hakim, graded as Sahih, authentic, concurred by Imam al-Dhahabi rahimullah. He will then present himself in the Rawdha Sharifa before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he will then directly convey his salat and salam to the paragon of Allah's creation, standing in the Rawdha Sharifa. He will also carry out the great amal and the great sunnah of nikah. He will be blessed with children. And after a period of 40 years will pass, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command the angel to extract his pure and blessed soul. In this way, he will leave this world. His salatul janazah will be performed by the Muslim followers. And he will then be buried next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the blessed Rawdha Sharifa. This is reported by Abdullah bin Salam, who was a Jewish rabbi who accepted Islam during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is reported to have said, "Maktubun fit Tawrah." It is recorded in the Torah that Nabi Isa alayhi salam will be buried next to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, many senior tabi'een, the likes of Sa'id bin Musayyib and many others, have agreed and they all have mentioned that he will be buried next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we conclude, one important point, a message or a question that comes in everyone's mind. Why will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose Nabi Isa alayhi salam to come before Qiyamah? Why specifically Nabi Isa alayhi salam and not any other prophet of Allah? And scholars of hadith have went into great in-depth detail. A very great scholar of hadith, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda rahimullah, he tried to summarize all the information in a few points. So he says that the ulama and scholars have given us few points and few reasons for his descension before Qiyamah. Firstly, he had made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be blessed with the honor of being part of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, he will descend before Qiyamah as a follower, as a ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here there's a point of reflection for you and I, that we have been greatly privileged, greatly honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be created in this auspicious, blessed ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without us needing to submit any request in the court of Allah or engage in supplication, asking Allah to bless us by being part of the ummah. Allah gave us this honor. Allah gave us this privilege. Therefore, we need to appreciate and value this great ni'mah Allah has granted us. This is undoubtedly a favor of Allah which we don't deserve. It's a gift Allah has granted us which we're not worthy of. Therefore, we have to appreciate this ni'mah of Allah by understanding our purpose in life. And understanding or appreciate, realizing our responsibility as followers, as ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another reason given by the scholars of hadith, that Nabi Isa alayhi salam will be chosen by Allah to be sent before Qiyamah, because he will come to refute the false claim made by the Jews, that ma'ad Allah, they crucified him and he died in that miserable condition. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send him before Qiyamah to expose and reveal the reality that Allah had protected him and they did not have control over his body. In this way, he had been protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by being raised to the heaven. Another reason given that he will come before Qiyamah to abolish the illogical, absurd doctrine of Trinity. And the irrational dogma of the Christians that Ma'adallah, he is God or he is the son of God. So he will descend to reveal the reality and make it very clear to the entire humanity that he is only a messenger of Allah and a slave of Allah. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command that he must come before Qiyamah and he will descend as a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we end, one important point. There's so many ahadith regarding Nabi Isa alayhi salam. So many narrations. And so much of effort was made for these ahadith to be recorded, preserved in the books of ahadith. Let us ask ourselves this question. How much time we have taken out to study these Mubarak ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to give us the ability to practice upon these Mubarak teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Page 125, 40 durood and salam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa, salamun ala al-mursaleen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad wa anzilhu al-maq'ada al-muqarrab 'indak. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد
اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم، اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم، صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sitting here. It is only Allah who has brought us here out of His kindness to see this large gathering. Only the fadl and karam of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah wants to give us something. That is why He has brought us to His house. A beggar goes himself to the king's palace in anticipation to get something. Yet the King of all of kings has brought us to His home to shower us with the best of dunya and akhirat. There's many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the gist of those ahadith that when a group of people are sitting in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ahadith have mentioned يَكُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهُ وَيَتَدَى رَسُولَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ. They read the Qur'an, they teach it to one another. Another hadith mentions clearly, يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهُ. They make the dhikr of Allah. So sakina comes down, tranquility, peace. Angels surround such a gathering. Allah's rahmat descends upon this gathering. And Allah forgives those who have sat in this gathering. And there's a narration where it is mentioned that when Allah says that I have forgiven every person, then the angels say, oh Allah, a certain person came there not because of this gathering, he didn't come to make dhikr, he came for some other reason. Allah says, that person is also forgiven because those who have sat in this gathering, nobody joins them except that he'll also benefit and he won't be deprived. From قَوْمٌ لَا يَشْقَى بِهِمْ جَلِيسٌ. Anybody sitting with them, he'll also cash in. He'll also be forgiven. He'll also be given the benefits of that gathering. So Allah Ta'ala is so kind. In this Mubarak night, Allah make it be such that tonight is Laylatul Qadr. And if not, Allah Ta'ala grant us Laylatul Qadr if it is still coming. And if it's already passed, then too may Allah have granted us Laylatul Qadr night. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, la ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Allah,
حاضري الله ناظري الله شاهدي الله معي لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله forgive us my Allah يا الله we making shukr to you my Allah you give us tawfiq of making taking your name your mubarak name my Allah your most blessed name my Allah most soothing name my Allah يا الله it brings such sweetness on our tongue my Allah اے مالک کریم یا اللہ اب کہاں جائے where can we go my Allah you brought us here tonight my Allah to your house my Allah یا اللہ it must be a reason why you brought us here ہم تو نالائق ہیں یا اللہ ہم گندے ہیں یا اللہ we are filthy my Allah یا اللہ we making shukr you chose us you selected us my Allah you brought us here my Allah Ya Allah, it is not possible you let us go empty-handed, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the King of all kings. Everything is in your control. Ya Allah, we love you. Ya Allah, we love you. Ya Allah, but our actions is not good, my Allah. Our actions are bad, my Allah. Help us, guide us, Ya Allah. Make us do those things that will become pleased with, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know how long we're going to live. Both can come anytime. How many janazas we carry in the recent past? Our qabristans are full now, my Allah. Allah, both can come at any time. And then we'll be all alone in the qabr. Allah, when we'll go to the qabr. Let the qabr see out of all the people in the world, I love you the most. Let it expand as far as our eyes can see. Let there be a breeze of jannah. Ya Allah, let us enjoy the qabr, my Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, make it be guarded, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be so peaceful. Ya Allah, make the announcer say, Namkana umatil arus. Let us sleep like a bride. Hey, Malik Kareem, let it not happen when we go into the qabr. The qabr say, from all the people in the world, I hated you the most. Now see how I shall entertain you. The qabr will close upon the person, smashing his ribs, my Allah. The person will scream and shriek, but nobody can help him. Snakes and pythons and scorpions will be thrown at him, and he will bite him, ya Allah. Who will be there to help us, my Allah? Protect us from azab of qabr, my Allah. Make us become righteous and pious, my Allah. Far too long in our lives, my Allah, we have wasted our life in filth and vice and evil. We have wasted our youth in evil, my Allah. Even in old age still, my Allah, we are still not showing nadamat, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham ka maamla farma. Help us, guide us, give us your marifat. Make us realize who you are, how powerful you are. Ya Allah, you are one, Ya Allah. You are wahid, you are samad, my Allah. You are ahad, my Allah. You've got no shariq, you've got no partners whatsoever, my Allah. You've got no parents, you've got no wife, you've got no children, my Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, nobody can be compared to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you're the master of this universe, my Allah. Ya Allah, you're the controller of the universe, my Allah. You are Rabbul Alameen, my Allah. Ya Allah, the words that we know also, my Allah, you are the Rabb. The worlds that we do not know, the universes we do not know, the different galaxies and the planets and my Allah, the realms my Allah, that you have created my Allah, and you are the Khaliq, you are the Raziq my Allah, Malik Kareem ya Allah, ya Halim ya Kareem, ya Wasi' al-Maghfira, ya Wasi' al-Maghfira, ya Wasi' al-Maghfira, ya Allah, you choose to write on your arsh, inna rahmati sabakat ala ghadabi, verily my mercy supersedes my wrath and anger. Hey, Malik Kareem, you could have chosen anything else, my Allah, but my Allah, you have shown us, my Allah, that your mercy is so vast, my Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, we ask thee of that mercy, which is so vast, my Allah, tonight, ya Allah. Ya Allah, enshroud all of us, my Allah. Cover us, my Allah. Envelop us with that mercy, my Allah. From head to toe, make us be drenched in that mercy of yours. The rahmat, my Allah. Ya Allah, shower your special muhabbat upon us, my Allah. Make us in the list of your awliya, your friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are gunegar, my Allah. But now we are showing nadamat, my Allah.
Allah. We have abandoned the sins, my Allah. We have made a firm pledge. We are not going to go back to the sins, my Allah. Help us now, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Allah, we need your mercy, your fadl, your kindness, your grace every moment of our life. Without you, my Allah, we are doomed, my Allah. Protect us from nafs and shaitan, especially after the month of Ramadan. My Allah, when shayateen will be unleashed, my Allah. They'll be released, my Allah. My Allah, what are we going to do then, my Allah? Nafs and shaitan will gang up against us, my Allah. They will mislead us, my Allah. My Allah, if we have you, my Allah, then we have got nothing to fear, my Allah. Allah, if we do slip, my Allah, pick us up again, my Allah. Help us then change our direction towards you again, my Allah. Help us to become awabeen, awaheen, ta'ibeen, razi'een, my Allah. Allah, make us become naikan salih, my Allah. Do not deprive anyone who's sitting in this gathering tonight, my Allah. Anyone listening to this program, my Allah. We have raised our hands, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. We're tapping at your door, we knocking at your door, we sitting at your doorstep, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem, my Allah, open your doors, my Allah, open your doors, my Allah. We have read in the Kitab the story what Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi had observed, and then he was wandering in the streets, ya Allah. He was thinking how he can turn to you again. Hey, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, when he saw a little child, that the mother has spanked the child because the child was disobedient, and the mother shut the doors upon the child and chase the door outside, the child outside the house, and the child was crying in the streets and wandering in the streets. But he came back to the doorstep of his mother, and he knocked on the door, and ma, 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 it cried and cried and cried, until that mother felt pity. She opened the door, she picked up her child, she kissed her child, she wiped the tears off the child's face, my Allah. Allah, she cuddled the child, she put the child's head close to her chest, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, Allah, you are mercy is far more greater than any mother has for her child, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Every day in our salat, we need ihdina sirat al-mustaqeem. Allah, make it be a reality for us, my Allah. Put us on the sirat al-mustaqeem. What we have read in the Quran, the promises we have given to believers, jannah, and happiness in this world, and hayat and tayyibah, give it to us. Make us taste it also, my Allah. Let us not leave this world without getting your marifat, my Allah. Without tasting the enjoyment of your marifat, my Allah. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, our Nabi Kareem, so many such sacrifices for this ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, he cried and he cried and he cried day and night. Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. Thorns were placed in his path. Camel's intestine placed on his back, my Allah. Ya Allah, he was being pulled by his shawl, my Allah. And he was beaten, my Allah. Ya Allah, they jeered and mocked at him, my Allah. They kicked him, my Allah. They picked him up and they beaten him, my Allah. They pelted him with stones. They called him a madman. They called him a magician, my Allah. Then they call him different names, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Taif, ya Allah, his feet was clogged with blood, my Allah. My Allah, he made so much of fikr for this ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, today we are enjoying the benefits of his sacrifices, my Allah. But my Allah, we have made no sacrifices for this deed, my Allah. Ya Allah, our Nabi some cried, my Allah. He would make such long sentas, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, show us the fruit of our Nabi's efforts, my Allah. And make us appreciate his efforts, my Allah. Help us to make qurbani for your deed, my Allah. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in give their life for his deed, my Allah. Ya Allah, every sahabi, my Allah, they made such sacrifices, young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, the woman became widows, my Allah. The children became yatim, my Allah. They had lost their parents, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, Bashir, radiallahu anhu, this story we hear again and again. Ya Allah, when his father had gone in your path, my Allah, his mother had already passed away, my Allah. And the news came that the Muslim army, after some time, they are returning. And in the meantime, Bashir radiallahu ta'ala, we should wander in the gullies of Medina, waiting for his father's return. Today, tomorrow, my father will come. Like all other children, he goes out on the outskirts of Medina to welcome the Muslim army. And all the men come back, my Allah. And all the children run to their fathers, they've been been missing them so long, and their fathers embraced him. And Bashir radiallahu ta'ala, the young Sahabi, may Allah, he looks and he looks and he looks for his father. Perhaps my father is still coming. Perhaps my father is still coming. And he sees nobody coming. All the other people had returned. All the children were happy. And then he sees Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, ma fa'ala abi? Where's my father? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realizes that Bashir's father had become shaheed, my Allah. He turned his face away. How is he going to break the news to his masoom child? Bashir goes to the other side. Ya Rasulullah, ma fa'ala abi? Where's my father? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam burst out crying, my Allah. And then Bashir radiallahu anhu began to cry. Rabbi Akareem told him, your father has become the beloved of Allah. Bashir radiallahu anhu, little masoom child, he become yatim now. May Allah, Rabbi Akareem, console him. Oh Bashir, won't it make you happy from today? I'll be your father and I shall be your mother. Bashir said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm happy, radeetu, radeetu. Hey, Malik Kareem, Asma radiallahu anha. She was so young when Jafar became shaheed. She had two masoom children, may Allah. Hey Allah, like this, all the Sahaba gave so much of sacrifice. You were pleased with them, they were pleased with you. They were so lucky, may Allah. At the day of Qiyamah, they will be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where will we be, my Allah? Where will we be, my Allah? There were so many people in Ummat, Awliya, Kamilin, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, my Allah. They have surpassed all of us, my Allah. And we are gunegars right in the end, my Allah. May Allah, we love Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We did not see him in this world, my Allah. But my Allah, you know in our heart how we love him, my Allah. Allah, do not deprive us of his company on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to be with him, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to get the holy cause of water from his Mubarak hands. Let it not be that we come there thinking we're going to get the water from his Mubarak hands. And suddenly we are driven away. And we are said, Suhqan, Suhqan, get away. You do not belong here. Eh, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, that will be our destruction. Ya Allah, help us, guide us, my Allah. It is Mubarak night, Ya Allah. There are so many brothers and sisters listening to this program. Ya Allah, I'm the gunegar, I'm faqir, I'm bikari, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know our conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are fake, my Allah. Ya Allah, I'm to jani, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, lekin kisi ki ikhlas ki barkat se sabko nawaz de, Ya Allah. Sabko qabool farma. Laylatul Qadr naseeb farma. What a beautiful night it is tonight, Ya Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa. Fa'afu anna. Fa'afu anna. Fa'afu anna. Do not deprive us of the khair of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Help us to stand up tonight in your ibadat, my Allah. Making sajda to you, my Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, we don't know when Qiyamah will take place, my Allah. We have been listening to the signs of Qiyamah, my Allah. Protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal. Protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal. Make our iman become kamil, solid, my Allah, and strong, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us have a kamil iman. Our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our zurriyat, our progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, if Dajjal appears now, my Allah, help us, guide us, protect us from his deception. Make us see Dajjal and recognize he's Dajjal by seeing the kafara in his forehead, my Allah. Make us be in the jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, if we are not living but our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, Allah. Ya Allah, help them then, my Allah. Make them be amongst the mu'mineen, my Allah. Do not make them become duped and deceived by the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, whatever fitnas that are going to come from now till Qiyamah, whatever we're going to see in this world, protect us, my Allah. Zahiri, batini, fitan se hifazat farma, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Different types of fitna will lash, ya Allah. Like how the beads are broken, my Allah, from the tasbih, one after the other. Each one becoming heavier than the other, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a kamil iman, because we are taqwa, my Allah. Make us muttaqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned the Quran, the object of fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ.
Grant us the taqwa. Grant us piety, my Allah. Grant us piety, my Allah. Allah, grant us piety, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us, ya Allah, the tawfiq of the good amal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be, ya Allah, such that we now don't go back to the sins again, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever tawbah we have made from whatever sin, ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. Allahumma taqabbal tawbatana wa ghsil hawbatana wa ajib da'watana. Ya Mujib, ya Mujib, ya Mujib, ya Sami'a kulli najwa, ya Muntaha kulli najwa, ya Azim al-Man, ya Kareem al-Safhi, ya Aziz, ya Ghaffar, ya Rabb al-Alamin, ya Dhal Jalali wal-Ikram, ya Dhal Jalali wal-Ikram, ya Dhal Jalali wal-Ikram. Ya Allah, we ask you by your Ism-e Azam, that name of yours that you have taught some people, if they make that, make any dua using that name, the duas are answered. We ask you by your Asma'ul Husna, your Sifatul Ula, your beautiful names, your perfect qualities, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, our parents, our families, our friends, our relatives, our musallis, mutalliqeen, except all our ibadat, my Allah. Taraweeh, tilawat, fasting, sadaqat, zakat, whatever good deed we have done, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas. Don't make us do things for show. Not a single thing. Not our dua, our bayan, our waz, nasihat, our taraweeh, our tilawat, our roza, anything, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we help any person, don't make it have been done for riya and ostentation. Grant us ikhlas, ya Allah. Grant us sincerity, my Allah. Unite the ummah, my Allah. Unite the ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, take us for hajj and umrah, my Allah, with ease and afiyat, my Allah. With sihat, my Allah. Allah, how we are pining to stand before the Roza Mubarak, my Allah. How we are pining to stand here, my Allah. Ya Allah, the doors are closed for us, but you can open it, my Allah. Without any difficulty, without any difficulty, my Allah. Afiyat ke saath. Ya Allah, so many people had made intention for Hajj, my Allah. They had made preparation for Hajj, but they could not go. Ya Allah, you open the doors of Hajj, my Allah. Grant them Hajj mabrur, maqbool, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us in the day of Qiyamah to cross pool sirat with the speed of lightning, my Allah. When our a'mal will be weighed, make our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us have no bad deeds. Transform our bad deeds and our sayyat to hasanat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us more in Medina Sharif. May Allah, we love Medina Sharif. May Allah, we love Medina. We love Makkah and Medina. Haramain Sharifain. Protect it, may Allah. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Protect every masjid, every madrasa, every maktab, every darul ulum. Allah, all those making effort, ulama, huffaz, may Allah, different organizations, may Allah. People are looking after the poor and needy. There are so many individuals, may Allah, with such sincerity they are making an effort for your deen, may Allah. Allah, answer every person's duas, forgive all of them and accept our efforts, may Allah. Allah, the remaining days of Ramadan, may Allah, make it be easy for us, may Allah. Make us see a happy, joyous Eid occasion, may Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you again and again, ya Allah, remove all bala that has come upon the ummah, may Allah. اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم احفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من جميع البليات والآفات والآهات اللهم احرسنا بعينك التي لا تنام واكلفنا بركنك الذي لا يرام اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ومن تحتنا ومن كل جانب يا الله give us حلال طيب روزي يا الله you have mentioned وفي السماء رزقكم وما توعدون يا الله we ask you give us حلال طيب and plentiful my Allah remove our debts my Allah remove our difficulties my Allah جو بھی بیمار ہے يا الله whatever sickness is give him calm and shifa aur humin ki ko jannatul firdaus nasib farma Allah fulfill all our hajat and needs may Allah let it be said that we wake up tonight get from tonight's gathering may Allah make that angel say qumu mafuran lakum stand up rise in the condition that your Allah has forgiven all of you and your Allah has transformed and changed your bad deeds to good deeds ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.